He's speaking to you from Yankee Stadium in New York, where we're just about set for the start of the second game of the doubleheader between the Yankees and Washington. The first game went to the Senators in a thriller, 2-1. In the second game, Ralph Terry goes against Pedro Ramos of the Washington Senators. Quickly, here are the starting lineups. The game sent to you by the Atlantic Refining Company and your neighborhood Atlantic dealer and C. Valentine and Sons of Newark, New Jersey. For Washington, Allison in right, Lenny Green in left, Billy Gardner at second, Julio Becker at first, Armin Killebrew at third, Dan Dobeck in left, Earl Batty catching, Billy Consolo at shortstop, and Pedro Ramos pitching. For the Yankees, Kubek at short, Lopez in left, Serve is not starting in the second game, Mantle in center, Serra catching, Roger Maris in right, Bill Scourin, first base, Gil McDougall at third, Bobby Richardson at second, and Ralph Terry pitching. Terry and Berra for the Yankees, Ramos and Batty for Washington. Bob Allison, the star of the first game of the doubleheader, leads off, takes the first pitch, checks his swing, it's in high for ball one. Allison made two tremendous catches in the first game of the doubleheader that saved two or three runs and drove in for the home run, one of the two Washington runs, and they needed both of them. There's a pop foul out of play, and the count is one ball and one strike. One of the catches that Allison made truly deserved the descriptive word of a great one. Certainly saved a home run. Then he pulled one out near the Washington bullpen for a home run. That put the Senators ahead 1-0. They picked up another run in the eighth, and the Yankees got one back in the bottom of the inning, but that was all the scoring. 2-1. Washington won. There's a pop foul that's out of play. And the count goes to one ball and two strikes. Allison leading off with Green and Gardner to follow here in the top of the first inning. Second game of the doubleheader as the fans are just now beginning to file back into their seats. Very few wanted to get up and get their hot dogs during any part of that first game. There's a curve that's high. Ball two and strike two. And there's a fine Memorial Day crowd here today. Upwards, I would think, of 40,000 plus. A ball two and strike two count to leadoff hitter Bob Allison. Very deliberate on the mound, gets set for the 2-2 pitch. Curve swung on, hit on the ground to shortstop. Kubek picks the ball up, fires the first in time, and there's one away. Allison out, short to first. Lenny Green steps to the plate, a left-handed batter. As Cookie Lavagetto goes to a bit of a left-handed lineup. Now let's pick up Mel Allen as Lenny Green moves into the plate, hitting an even 200.
Green scored the winning run in the opener, but only as a runner for Val DiBielsa, who was hit by a pitched ball. Curveball in there, strike one. Al Smith calling balls and strikes. Ed Runge umpiring at first base. Joe Paparella at second. Johnny Rice at third. McDougal shortened up at third. Ralph Terry's delivery. High fastball, 1-1. Next delivery outside, ball two. Racing over and makes the catch. Two down. Here's Billy Gardner batting 297. Gardner was nothing for four in the first game. pitch, swung on and missed. Strike one. Lopez in left, Mantle in center, Maris in right. Serve, getting a rest. Now the delivery. Over the outside corner for a strike. Two strikes. And the pitch. High and inside. One and two. One ball, two strikes to count. Next delivery swung on and fouled off to the left of the plate. Count remains one and two. Outfield, straight away. Ralph Terry swings to the windup, and the pitch is swung on, lined over second to right center for a base hit. Mantle goes over, cuts the ball off, and whips his throw back into Kubek to hold Gardner to a single. Now Julio Becker. Batting 266. He had one for four in the opener, a double. Armin Killebrew on deck. Jim Lemon getting a rest in this game. The pitch is a curve inside, ball one. Yankees play Baltimore the next 3 days, next 3 nights. They'll run into a nest of high-flying Orioles. Our airtime will be 7:55. Now the pitch, outside, ball two, 2-0. Throw to first, Gardner's back. Terry sets, and the pitch. High, ball three, 3-0. Three nothing count on Becker. Ralph Terry's pitch is in there. Strike one, 3-1. Check to the runner. The 3-1 pitch is high for ball four. Becker walks. Gardner moves to second, and here's Harmon Killebrew. For a while, as if Terry might get by his first inning. For some reason or other, he just had a lot of first inning trouble. Harmon Killebrew, nothing for four in the opener. Finds two men aboard with two down now in the first inning. Ralph Terry's pitch inside, ball one. Dan Dobek on deck. leads off second, Beckera off first. Jerry ready. And the pitch to Killebrew outside. Ball two, 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Terry ready. The pitch to Killebrew. Swung on, lined out into left field, and it's in there for a base hit. Here comes Gardner around third to score. Beckera stops at second. It's 1-0 Washington. So with two down, the Senators attack. And now Dan Dobek comes up. Dobek in the first game had one for four. 1-0 Washington with two outs, a single, a walk, and a single. Given the Senators a run. Time they've scored in this series before the sixth inning. Here's the pitch, and it's inside for a ball. 1-0. Earl Batty on deck. A 1-0 count on the left-hand hitter, and the pitch is swung on and hit foul down the first baseline. 1-1 the count. Last time out, the Tigers got four runs in the first inning off Terry. And against Cleveland, he gave up a run in the first inning. Time before that. Here's the pitch, and it's low, 2-1. So he won that one 4-2. By the first inning against Cleveland, May 12th. Here's the pitch, and the curve inside, 3-1. Ralph Terry, after retiring the first two batters, has given up a single, a walk, a single, one run in, two men on, and a 3-1 count on Dobek. Lead away from first and second. And pitch the left-hand batter in there. Strike two. Full count. Beckera and Killebrew will be off and running. There they go, and the pitch is swung on and fouled down the first baseline. The pitch swung on and missed, strike three, and the sides retire. One run, two hits, no errors, and two left on. End of the first half of the first inning. Washington won, and New York coming to bat.
It's got that big, big, big tail cake. Oh, that's Valentine.
You enjoy good food, enjoy the big, big taste of Valentine Ale. The big, big taste that comes from Brewer's Gold, a rare strain of hops used exclusively in Valentine's own true ale recipe. At home or at your favorite restaurant, you'll find Valentine Ale is more than a thirst quencher, different than any beer. Try Valentine Ale. See what a difference an ale makes.
Oh, that's Valentine.
the genuine.
Hail with Brewer's Gold.
I'd like to remind the fans up around the Binghamton area about the fact that tonight at 6:30 at Johnson Field in Binghamton, the Springfield Giants will play the triplets in a doubleheader. There'll be two games at Johnson Field in Binghamton tonight at 6:30 p.m. Binghamton versus Springfield, Eastern League Baseball at Johnson Field. Tony Kubek leads off for the Yankees in the bottom of the first, Washington leading 1-0. Pete Ramos into the windup on the first pitch, right in for a called strike.
Ramos lost his first five ball games. 3-2, 3-2, 3-0, 1-0, and 3-1. Tough losses. Pitch is low. He turned around to win 3-2 and 5-2. One ball, one strike. The delivery swung on, grounded through into right field for a base hit, just out of the reach of Gardner going to his left. Kubek singles to right. He has a great percentage of leading off in a game with a base hit. Hector Lopez, who was hitless in five times at bat in the first game. Hero of yesterday's game. Ramos to the stretch, and the pitch swung on. There's a high drive into short right center. Lenny Green under it makes the catch and is one down. Mickey Mantle in the first game had 1-for-3. Scored the Yankees' only run. Batting 246. Batting left-handed, of course, against Ramos. The pitch swung on to high fly ball into right field. Allison getting under it, makes the catch. Two down. And here's Yogi Berra, who pinch hit in the first game, was purposely passed. Men down, 1-0 Washington, first inning. Pitch to Yogi, outside, ball one. Outfield toward right, center and right. A little bit to left, center and left. The pitch is in there, strike one, 1-1. Hander ready. And the pitch to Yogi. Outside, ball two, 2-1. Whitey Ford and Jerry Walker will hook up tomorrow night in Baltimore. The 2-1 pitch to Berra. Outside for ball three, 3-1. One strike. Two down. And the 3-1 pitch. Swung on, hit into left center.
Lenny Green getting over to cut the ball off as Kubek round second heads to third, and Yogi's held to a single. Barra singles to left center. And the batter now is Roger Maris, hitting .313. Maris hit for James in the ninth inning and walked in the opener. The Yankees stranded 12 men in the first game, eight of them in the last three innings. Put nine men on the last three innings and scored only one. And they got a two-out situation here. The delivery in there, strike one. Playing Maris to pull, of course, and they give him a lot of left field. Tricky Lavagetto is getting Lenny Green now to play straight away in center. Here's the pitch. Swung on. There's a high drive into right center. Allison moves over under it and makes the catch, and the side's retired. No runs, two hits, no errors, and two men left on. That makes a total now. Of 10 men, the Yankees are left on base in their last four innings at bat. They've gotten eight hits, scored one run. The score at the end of the first inning of the second game, 1-0 Senators. Senators won the opener 2-1, making their four hits count in the first game. Allison getting two of them, a homer and the single with a runner on second. As we're about to say, the tickers in the entire New York area are out of order. And we are, with the help of the folks in the press box, trying to get scores together for you. In some instances, they may be incomplete. But Baltimore beat Boston 7-5 in the first game. Estrada beating Mon Bouquet. Sadowski and Woodling homering. Woodling with one on. It'll be Bosefield and Porto Carrero in the second game. The Indians scored four runs in the sixth inning to go ahead of Chicago 4-1 at the end of six. Perry for Cleveland. Win for Chicago. Staley in the sixth. Detroit leading Kansas City 6-0. End of three innings. Dick McGarry against Johnny Cooks, who was knocked out in the first inning. Garber took over, and then Trowbridge in the second. Chrisley homered with one on. In the National League, Cincinnati beat Philadelphia 5-4 in 10 innings. Brosnan the winner in relief of McLeish. Conley, I think, is the loser. When I say I think, remember, some of this is incomplete. Pittsburgh beat Milwaukee 8-3. Haddix beat Spahn. And Cubs and Giants start later. Single game tonight, St. Louis at Los Angeles. Earl Batty in the second inning takes a strike from Ralph Terry. Batty, Consolo, and Ramos, the bottom third of the order. Ralph Terry's pitch sails inside, 1-1. Someone wanted to know if Lefty Grove ever won 31 games in a given year. He did in 1931. The easy way to remember it. 1931, Grove won 31. He only lost four games. The 1-1 pitch. Swung on, grounded, foul down the first baseline. That same year, Wes Farrell won 22, George Earnshaw 21, Lefty Gomez 21, Rube Wahlberg 20. The 1-2 pitch. Swung on, fouled off out of play into the upper deck. One ball, two strikes.
This is WOKO Albany, New York.
The 1-2 delivery swung on to a pop-up and foul ground, which McDougal moves over for and makes the catch on. You know, sometimes you get into a grammatical construction you never intend to. Moves over for it, makes the catch on. Just that it moves over for it, makes the catch. Batty fouls out to McDougal. And here's Billy Consolo. Took over at shortstop after Valdivielso was hit by a pitched ball. Pitch is in for a strike. Proved to be the man who scored the winning run, or the Lenny Green who ran for Valdivielso scored the winning run. Now the pitch, Billy takes it high for a ball. Next pitch, curveballs inside, 2-1. Two and one the count on Consolo. Jerry's pitch, curve is over. Strike two, 2-2. Two pitches swung on and missed, strike three. Consolo strikes out. Pete Ramos coming up. And Pete fancies himself as a hitter. He's had only 2 for 20 this year, but he used to be a better hitter, and he has been the last year or so, so he started to switch hitting. Batting left-handed now. Takes a strike. Every once in a while, though, he'll, with a man on base, usually, or something of that kind, he'll turn around and still bat right-handed against a right-hand pitcher. Here's the delivery. Swung on and missed. Strike two. Nothing in two. He's a good straightaway runner, too. They're always challenging some speedster in the league. A two-strike pitch is bunted foul and out of play to the right of the plate. Ramos, a strikeout victim. Bunting foul. And the side's retired. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. End of an inning and a half, Washington 1, and New York nothing. I'd like to take a minute to talk to you folks who really look forward to good eating. What a time to talk about eating. And I'm so hungry. Get that meat hook off my sandwich, Pappy. Thanks for the mustard. Red Barber's put a whole jar of mustard in front of me. You got something to go with it? Peanuts? I never will forget, Red and I were at a masquerade party the other night. I don't know if you saw it or not, but he was selling soda pop downstairs, and I was selling peanuts and frankfurters upstairs. And, of course, the panel's asking questions. We were made up with masks. Somebody asked me a question. I was handing hot dogs out like mad, you know, and handed one to one gentleman, and please don't take any offense at this. It's not meant that way. He says, I can't take that. So this is Friday. I broke up behind the mask, and I couldn't hear her question. Oh, me. Well, what I was going to tell you, how about getting yourself a bottle of Ballantine Ale with your food? Enjoy that big, big taste. Man, gets your appetite a lift. Ballantine Ale with your meal. No other drink in the world brings out the taste of good food the way Ballantine Ale does. That's because Ballantine Ale is more than a thirst quencher. Different than any beer. It has a truly big difference in taste that comes only from Brewer's Gold. Try a cool green bottle of Ballantine Ale with any of your favorite meals and you'll see what a difference an ale makes. Scarron picks ball one in the last of the second. Ramos delivers, and the Moose swings and grounds it to short. Consolo is right up with it, throws on to first in time. One away. Scarron came up batting .294. He had three out of four in the opener, two doubles and a single. Drove in the Yankees' run. Gil McDougal walked, single left, and struck out twice. Fame is short-lived. A couple of folks wanted to boo him because he was up there twice in spots. Several guys were. He had a run home for the fly ball. He takes a strike. They forget that yesterday he kept the Yankees' hopes alive, and he took a pitch battling with two outs with the bases loaded and finally took ball four to force in the tying run yesterday. Swings and hits a foul down the right field line out of play. I guess that's the price of making the big league grade. You have to do it every day for a lot of folks. No balls, two strikes. Time. McDougal asks for time. As a fella fell down. He jumped up onto the roof of the dugout and he went sliding off of it. That's all over. He's gone. Ball, no balls, two strikes. Must have thought he's Douglas Fairbanks Sr. Here's the pitch and it's low outside. Ball one, one and two. A man from Mars for a moment. I looked to see a fella flying through the air, but not with the greatest of ease. The pitch is swung on, lined into left field for a base hit. Dan Dobek tosses on in to Consolo, and McDougal lashes a single to left. Here's Bobby Richardson hitting .228. He had one for two in the first game. Was removed for a pinch hitter in the seventh. Ramos delivers. Bobby swings and fouls it off to the right of the plate. Strike one. 1-0 Senators. Second inning. Senators won the first game 2-1. Strike pitch swung on and fouled back. Strike two. No balls and two strikes. One out, one on. Ramos to his stretch and the pitch. Swung on and popped foul, coming back out of play upon the netting. Again, the two-strike pitch. Swung on, grounded to short. Consolo over to Gardner for one, back to first, double play. Retires the side. No runs, one hit, no errors, and no one left on. End of two innings. Washington, one run, two hits, no errors, two left on. New York, no runs, three hits, no errors, and two men left on base. We pause for station identification.
At 1460 on the dial, you're tuned to Quality Modern Radio. This is WOKO with the best in music, news, and sports at 7 after 5.
half of the third inning. Allison, Green, and Gardner coming to bat. New York will be home next Friday night, Saturday afternoon, which will be a ladies' afternoon, and a doubleheader next Sunday with the Boston Red Sox. Followed up by the Chicago White Sox on Monday night, June the 6th, Tuesday afternoon the 7th, Wednesday night the 8th, Thursday afternoon the 9th. Then the Cleveland Indians Friday night the 10th, Saturday afternoon the 11th, another ladies' afternoon, and a doubleheader on Sunday the 12th. In the third inning, it'll be the top of the Washington order, Allison, Green, and Gardner. Boston and Baltimore scoreless into the first inning of the second game. The Orioles won the opener 7-5. Cleveland leading 4-1 end of 7 over Chicago in the first game, and the Tigers leading Kansas City by a score of... We have 6-0 into 4 innings. Cincinnati beat Philadelphia 5-4. Pittsburgh beat Milwaukee 8-3 in first games in the National League. The other action on the West Coast. Here's Bob Allison. Terry's pitch is in there. Strike one. Allison grounded out to short. One strike pitch. It's in there, strike two. Pete, do we have the Senators' home and road record? For some reason, just in my mind, Senators certainly, with the Yankees, they're tougher in the stadium than they are in Washington. The two-strike pitch. Curveball, line foul down the left field line. Sox came up with three runs in the second inning against Baltimore when catcher Haywood Sullivan hit a two-run homer. Here's the delivery. That one sails high over everybody's head to the screen. One and two. Pitch swung on, foul back up here. One ball, two strikes. Now the delivery, low and outside for ball two. Two balls, two strikes. Two-pitch changeup is hit deep to left. Lopez going back after coming in, and he can't get it off his glove. There goes Allison into second, and Lopez can't pick it up, and Allison's going on to third. Hector Lopez misjudged the ball, broke in, and then went back and only got a glove on the ball and scored as a triple. Is credited with a triple. At the moment, Bobby Richardson had something in his eye. And now Ralph Houck is going out to ask Joe Paparella whether that ball didn't bounce in the stands for a ground rule double. Or whether a fan touched it. But actually, there is a rule in the book now that the umpire can use his judgment on a ball touched by a fan. The only time I've ever seen it called is in Detroit last year, where if in the umpire's judgment the batter could have made third base, he'll let him have it. In other words, where the ball is touched after it's by a fielder. Right now, Lenny Green up, flying to right center in the first inning. And the pitch. Outside, ball one. One ball, no strikes. The pitch is in there for a strike. Richardson and Scourer in the back. McDougal and Kubek shortened up should they get a chance for play at the plate. Lenny Green at bat. And the pitch is inside. Ball two. Two and one. Pitch to the left-hand batter, swung on, bounced to the right side. Richardson on the grass up with it, throws to Scourer, and as Allison scores. And it's 2-0 Washington. Senators are making their hits count. 4 hits and 2 runs in the opener. Good enough to win 2-1 against the Yankees, 10 hits. And they got 3 hits and 2 runs in this game. The Yankees have 3 hits and no runs. Billy Gardner, single to right center in the first inning. The pitch swung on and missed, strike one. The one strike delivery is high, ball one, one and one. Delivery now to Billy Gardner with one run in, one out. Low, ball two, 2-1. Balls, one strike. And the delivery. Low outside for ball three, 3-1. The 3-1 pitch. Swung on, foul tip, strike two, full count. Pitch is outside for ball four, and Gardner walks. Second pass issued by Terry, and here's Julio Becker, who drew a pass in the first inning. Pitch to Beck there is bounced foul down the first baseline. Pitch is high and away. Counts one and one. One ball, one strike. Throw over to first and runners back safely. The pitch. Swung on, foul, back out of play. A 1-2 count. Runners back safely. Ralph Terry delivers, and Becker swings and lines it out over second into center. Gardner holds it second as Mantle tosses it back into Kubek. Senators have runners on first and second now with one out, one run in, 2-0 Washington. Here's Armin Killebrew. Drove in a run with a single in the first inning. Ralph Terry all set, and the pitch is swung on and fouled off behind the Yankee dugout. Strike one. Leading away from second. Beck there from first. The pitch. Low outside. Ball one. One ball, one strike. And the pitch. Curveball over the outside corner. Strike two. One and two. Second, back there on first. One down, one in, and the delivery. High and inside, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Two pitch. Strike three call over the outside corner. Killebrew argues it. Called out by Al Smith. 4 strikeouts for Terry. Now Dan Dobek, who struck out in the first inning. The left-hand batter is in there for a strike. Here's the next pitch. In there, strike two, nothing and two. Boston leading Baltimore 3-1 in the two innings of the second game. Baltimore won in the opener 7-5. Cleveland leading Chicago 4-1 at the end of seven innings, and Detroit ahead of Kansas City 6-1 at the end of four. Here's the pitch. Swung on to high fly ball into right field. Maris drifting under it, and he makes the catch. The side is retired. One run, two hits, no errors, two left on. At the end of three innings, Washington. At the end of two and a half innings, excuse me. Washington 2, the Yankees nothing.
It's got that big take.
Time you're in the mood to enjoy good food, enjoy it even more with a refreshing glass of Ballantine Ale. More than a thirst quencher, different than any beer, Ballantine Ale has a big, big taste that really goes over big with food. A big, big taste that comes from Brewer's Gold. Try Ballantine Ale with any meal. See what a difference an ale makes.
Oh, that Ballantine.
Last half of the third inning. Ralph Terry will lead off, then Tony Kubek and Hector Lopez. Terry, right-hand batter. Pete Ramos pitches over strike one. Terry is nothing for 12. You know, this is a rough league. The one strike pitch swung on and hit foul upstairs. Nothing and two. No balls, two strikes. The two-strike pitch. Swung on, and there's a liner which Consolo grabs going to his left. And Terry is retired. Now Tony Kubek, who singled to right in the first inning. Pitch to Tony, over, strike one. Nothing in one. One strike pitch, swung on, say, fly ball in the center. Lenny Green getting under it. And there are two away as he makes the catch. Now Hector Lopez, who flied to right center in the first inning. Yesterday and getting the treatment now because he misjudged a couple of balls out there. Here's the pitch. Outside, ball one, 1-0. Of course, it's made the difference in the game. Both balls he misjudged led to runs. 1-0 delivery. Swung on and missed. Strike one. One and one. The 1-1 pitch gets away from the catcher. Ball two. 2-1.
Now the 2-1 delivery, swung on and fouled back. Strike two, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Two outs, 2-0, Washington. Last of the third, the pitch is swung on, grounded to second. Kelly Gardner up with it, flips on to Becker, and that retires the side. No runs, no hits, no errors, and no one left on. End of three innings. Washington 2-4-0, the Yankees 0-3-0. Washington won the opener 2-1. Nothing like a glass of cool Ballantine ale. How about trying some right now? The only ale made with Brewer's Gold. It's the genuine. Bill Rizzuto will be coming on to sit in with you as we move over to the television side. Nice being with you. And remember, tomorrow night, Baltimore will be on radio at 7:55. Hope you enjoy a nice holiday. Play it safe and drive safe coming on in, will you? You got to drive about three cars, yours, the one behind you, and the one in front of you, and another one, the one coming towards you.
This is WOKO in Albany.
Tough order, but the toll is mounting. Don't let it be you. Bill'll be coming on right after we pause for station identification.
At 1460 on the dial, this is your station for music, news, and sports. Quality Modern, WOKO. The time is 5:29. WOKO temperature, 76 degrees. The humidity is 48%.
Okay, Mel. We'll be giving the scores. The tickers are still very slow catching up. But we'll be able to give you complete scores in just a little while. Earl Batty, who popped the third base in the second inning, leading off against Ralph Cherry. Fastball down the middle, strike call. Nothing, Washington leading. Curve is low. Ball one, one and one on Earl Batty. On deck is Billy Consolo. Sun's shining brightly now. There's a swing and a miss at a changeup. Strike two. One ball, two strikes. Ball fouled back on the screen. Ralph Cherry out on the mound for the Yankees. Gave up one run in the first inning, one in the third. Here's Cherry's curveball. It's hit on a line to left field. Hector Lopez right there makes the catch. Hit right on the nose, right at Lopez. One away. Here's Billy Consolo, who struck out in the second inning. Terry's first pitch, low curve in the dirt, ball one. On deck, Pedro Ramos. He's wasting no time sitting in the dugout. He's out there with his warm-up jacket over his right arm. Doesn't bother to put it through his left arm. Swinging the bat. Ball popped in the air in foul territory. Yogi Berra coming back near the stands and makes the catch. Just to the left of the Washington dugout in front of the lower box seats. Two ways. Here's Pedro, who struck out in the second inning. Ramos batted left-handed the first time up against Terry. He's now batting right-handed. Switching around. Nothing slow about this Ramos. He likes to pitch fast out on the mound, throw fast balls, ready to be the next hitter, and he can run. The pitch is a curve foul at the plate, strike one. Ramos said he would not be afraid to run against Mantle in a foot race. Somebody just threw another apple down the field, just missed Gil McDougal in the first game. An apple was thrown down from the upper deck, and it hit Hal Narragon, the catcher, right in his throwing hand, and that hurt. The one-strike pitch is inside, ball one, 1-1. Two out, nobody on. Center is two, and the Yankees nothing in the top of the fourth. On the count. Fastball is outside. Ball two. 2-1. One pitch is swung at and missed. Strike two, 2-2. Here's a 2-2 pitch. Strike three, swinging. So Ramos has now struck out right-handed and left-handed. For Terry's fifth strikeout for Washington, nothing across in the top of the fourth inning. The score at the end of three and a half innings, the Senators two, and the Yankees nothing.
It's got that big taste, ale taste. Oh, that Valentine's ale with Brewer's Gold.
Say, next time you enjoy good food, add to that enjoyment by pouring yourself a glass of Ballantine Ale. No other drink goes so well with food as Ballantine Ale. And with the big, big taste that comes from Brewer's Gold. The big, big taste that makes this fine ale more than a thirst quencher, different than any beer. Yes, sir, try Ballantine Ale with your meal soon. Discover what a difference an ale makes. Ballantine Ale with Brewer's Gold. Allison was a little late getting out to the right field position for the Senators. Pedro Ramos still loosening up. Mickey Mantle, who fly to right field in the first inning, standing alongside of home plate watching Ramos loosen up. Two nothing Washington leads. We're in the bottom of the fourth. Senators won the first game 2-1. And time is called. Bob Allison, who was late getting out, suddenly stops out in short right field. And Julio Becker and Lenny Green and now Billy Gardner are going out. Allison looks like he has suddenly lost his wind. He's taking some deep breaths out there. Takes his handkerchief out now. George Lentz, the trainer, is coming out, as well as Cookie Lavigetto. And Allison has had himself a busy day, that's for sure. Making two circus catches in the first game to rob the Yankees of homers. Hitting a homer and driving in the second run. He drove in both runs in the first game. He has tripled here in the second game and scored a run. And he's walking around out in right center field. And he's got his hands on both knees now with the trainer right alongside of him. And it looks like he's whipping out a little smelling salts or ammonia for Allison to take a whiff of out there, breaking over one of those little vials. Cookie Lavigetto, definitely disturbed because of the fact that his star, right fielder Allison, might have to be taken out of the ballgame. And Allison has been the big offensive man for the Senators in both games so far today. He's going to try and remain in. He's taken his cap off and is walking around out in the outfield. Remember, in yesterday's ball game, Bill Skarin got to feeling a little queasy after hitting a triple, trying for an inside-the-park homer, and left the game. But Allison will remain in. Puts his sunglasses on. Taking some deep breaths. We've got the field glasses trained on him out there. And the Yankees in the bullpen, Elston Howard and Johnny Blanchard, riding Allison a little bit. Now Mantle ready to step into the batter's box. As Cookie Lavigetto and George Lentz, the trainer, leave the field. 2-0, the Senators lead, bottom of the fourth. Mantle the batter with Berra and Maris to follow. The pitch to Mickey is fouled back, strike one. He wants time called. Ramos likes to pitch real quick. Doesn't give the batter too much time to get set. All right, here's the windup. The one strike pitch is a curve low inside, ball one. One and one. The 1-1 pitch, that was without a windup. He tried a quick pitch, Mickey, but it's outside, ball two. Two and one. Ball outside, ball three, three and one. Now the 3-1 delivery. It's hit. Beautiful play by Gardner. Throws to first for the out. Oh, did he take a base hit away from Mantle. As Mickey hit a vicious one hopper to Gardner's left, Billy just stuck his glove out, actually had to look twice to see if he had it. It was hit that hard and then just flipped to Beck here for the out. Man, you can't hit him much harder than that. One away, and here's Yogi Berra, who singled to left center field in the first inning. That's the kind the ball players say, either you got him or you haven't got him. You just take a stab at it. There's a strike called on Yogi. Ball outside. Ball one, one and one. One pitch high outside, ball two. Two and one. With one out, nobody on. In the bottom of the fourth, Washington leads the Yankees 2-0. And Washington took the first game 2-1. One pitch is outside, ball three. Three-one pitch is hit on the ground to first base. Beck here up with it, races to the bag for the unassisted putout. That's two away. And he threw the ball past Batty, the care did. And it hit against the screen in front of the lower box seats. Two out. Here's Roger Maris, who flied to right field in the first inning. Pitch to Rogers, a curve inside, ball one. There's a ball hit to right field, deep, going back, Allison. But the ball is in the bleachers for a home run. I tell you, Allison came near catching that one as he got to the auxiliary scoreboard to the right of the Yankee bullpen. He put his foot on the scoreboard, leaped high above the railing of the fence. But the ball just went over his glove, about two rows back in the bleachers for a home run for Roger Maris. The 11th homer for Maris. Last year, Maris had 16 home runs, and that's his 11th of the year already. Here's the Moose. Take the fastball down the middle, strike one. 2-1 ball game now. The Senators leading. Two out, nobody on. Curve to Skarin, hit deep to left field, but that's going foul way back in the upper deck. As Ramos came in with a sidearm curveball, he got a little bit too far inside. And Moose really pounded it high in the upper deck, but foul. Two and one the count. Ball to second. Billy Gardner up with it. Over the back here for the out. So for the Yankees in the bottom of the fourth, one run on Maris's home run, his 11th of the year. No Senator Arizin, nobody left. And the score at the end of four full innings. Washington, two runs on four hits and no errors. And the Yankees, one run on four hits and no errors.
Now we're on the go again. This is Bob Delaney with the rest of the ball game, brought to you by the Atlantic Refining Company and your neighborhood Atlantic dealer.
The Home Savings Bank in Albany at 11 North Pearl Street and 77 Central Avenue, where the current rate of interest is 3.5% per annum and compounded quarterly.
And by P. Ballantyne and Sons, brewers of the Quick Refresher Ballantyne Beer. And by the Atlantic Refining Company, as we mentioned, and your neighborhood Atlantic dealer.
Atlantic keeps your car on the road. For business, for pleasure, in any kind of weather, Atlantic keeps your car on the road.
When you want to go places and do things, what a pleasure your driving can be.
For quality products and top-notch service, your Atlantic dealer is the man to see.
Atlantic keeps your car on the go, 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 keep on the go, please, Atlantic. Look out. Oh. Boy, this Roger Maris is really something, isn't he? He just moved right into Yankee Stadium and taken over. Now he's a home run leader with 11. Allison, who has been a star performer today, delivers and hits a high fly ball out to Mantle. Mickey backs up, waits. Has it. One pitch and one out as we move along. Fifth inning, Washington leading 2-1. Game two, and that is the final score in favor of Washington of the first game. I imagine we'll be having a final pretty soon. Cleveland, Chicago. Yep, there it is. And Cleveland wins it 4-1. So the Indians dump the White Sox 4-1, and they beat Wynn. Uh-huh. That is the third final in our league. First, the other one. There's a bunt by Green. That is foul. Strike one. Baltimore held on in first place in the first game. Held on every bit of it, beating Boston 7-5. End of three, the Red Sox are leading 3-1. Pittsburgh beat Milwaukee, the first of a doubleheader out of Pittsburgh, 8-3, and then the second game was rained out.
The first game was delayed the start of it by rain, and I would gather they must have had pretty well rainy conditions out there. We've had no report on the 500-mile race at Indianapolis, but if it's raining out there in the Midwest, I imagine they've had some rain, and of course that is quite a factor. Green swinging and fouls it off, strike two. Then the upper deck back to third. All right, nothing in two. We'll run down all the other games for it when we get to the end of this fifth inning and give us a little more freedom. All right, Charlie, with one out, nobody on. Christian Green, left-hand hitter. There's a ball that has hit the left field, and it gets through Lopez, hits it on the chin. Green is on his way to second base and comes in. Lopez charged the low line drive, tried to two-string it, and the ball hit him down on the feet. It's a double. Hit for Washington. Billy Gardner, who has a single and a base on ball. He's playing great ball for Washington since he came over from Baltimore. It's a pitch low outside, ball one. This is the same fellow that first came up into the big leagues with the Giants. I feel shades him a step into left. Boston leading 2-1. Curve is outside. Ball two. Terry takes the sign from Yogi. Howard took the first game. Curve outside. Ball three. The Yankees take the train down tomorrow to Baltimore, where they have three night games. Then they're back here with the Red Sox at the stadium Friday night, Saturday afternoon, and a doubleheader Sunday. And then follows a real big week with the White Sox in for four and the Indians in for four. Chicago has a Monday night game here and a Wednesday night game of next week. And the Indians have a Friday night game for next week and two Sundays hence a doubleheader. Ball four, low outside, a fastball, and Gardner walks. Third walk given up by Terry. Becker, with a walk and a single, comes up to the plate. Bella walks out to the mound, trying to encourage the young right-hander, Ralph Terry. Left-hand hitter, and they play him to pull. Up to slightly shaded into right. Infield is double play depth. Runners at first and second, one out. Terry in position delivers, and Becker takes a curve low inside. Ball one. Left-hand hitter. One ball, no strikes. Position to pitch, does, and Becker cuts on a low inside curve, strike one. One and one. In case you're wondering about the young first baseman that Washington had when they were here, the fellow they got in the deal for the White Sox, the Steelers, Mincha, Lambagetto soon found that the boy simply wasn't ready, and they sent him on down to Charlotte, where he could play all the time in a league that was more his level. Curveball swung on, fouled off.
Strike two.
One and two. He has been pitching low inside curves without a variation. One and two. Washington two, New York one. The Yankee run is the 11th home run by Maris, giving him the league lead in that department. Beck is swinging and fouls it back. And that was a fastball high outside for a change. One ball, two strikes. Sam Miley coaching at first. Ellis Cleary coaching at third. Curve is swung on and hit out to Maris in right field. The runner stay put as Roger makes the catch and throws in to second base. Now we have two down, and Harmon Killebrew singled in the first inning with two out and knocked in the first Washington run, then took a third strike in the third. Here are the crowd figures, including servicemen as guests of the Yankees. We have in the stadium today 43,669. The paid 42,927. 42,927 paid. I can tell you, we had quite a crowd out here. All right, the first pitch to Killebrew is high for a ball. Two men out, two men on, first and second. Field is most respectfully deep around toward left. He couldn't check his swing on an outside curve, and it goes for a strike. One and one. One ball, one strike. Leaning down to take the sign, which of course is being given in a rather complicated sequence with the runner at second base who can look down as well as the pitcher. 1-1 pitch. High inside. Fastball. Ball two. 2-1. Top of the fifth. His shoulders, arms, crouches. The 2-1 pitch is high. Ball three. 3-1. Ralph House, who is running things with Casey's single ill with virus, facing in that dugout. He's been facing in there all day, I might tell you. If he can't get the second game changed around, he's not going to enjoy his dinner tonight. Won't even want any. 3-1 pitch is a curve outside. Ball four. Killebrew walks on this, loads them up. Pushing Gardner over to second and Green on to third. Four walks by Terry. Might say five walks. Counting counts down there in the dugout. All right, three on, two out. And the rookie outfielder, Don Dobak, a left-hand batter up. Terry fanned him in the first inning and got him on a fly ball to right to the third. Outfield's around toward right on Dobak.
finds everybody two outs and settles down, gives the sign. Terry starts pumping with the bases loaded, delivers a change of pace, which is swung on as a high fly ball that Maris is under in deep right field. Waiting. Has. And that is that. It's all for the bid. No run. One hit, three left. There were no errors. Score into 4.5. Washington 2 and New York 1.
Most people are familiar with the regular way to save with the savings account at the Home Savings Bank in Albany.
This is getting ready, and we have time before we hit the last of the fifth inning to pause for station identification.
This is Quality Modern Radio in Albany, New York, WOKO, your station for the best in good music, accurate news, and top sports coverage. At the time, 30 seconds before 6.
Russell leading 2-1. That's the score they won the first game by. McDougal, Richardson, and Terry. And we're going to the last of the fifth against one of Washington's ace pitchers, Pete Ramos. Ramos pumping, delivers the fastball high inside off the hand.
All right.
Ramos doesn't waste much time. He gets the ball, takes the sign. He's a fidget sort of fellow. He's nervous. Delivers. Rush through there for a strike. 1-1. Ramos lost his first 5, and he's won his next 2. One ball, one strike. Now 2. 1-2. The Yankee paid this afternoon a $42,927. I guess the home attendance is roughly about $295,000. Has a bounce ball down too short. Controller all, throws him out. So, of course, in the Friday night game coming up for the Red Sox, the Yankees will go solidly over the $300,000 mark. And you'll see the attendance figures keep right on going. With the series with the Red Sox, White Sox, and India. Big games coming up, friends. And don't get caught looking out of the window. Get the seat that you want right away. Bobby Richardson takes the pitch high outside. Ball one. The Yankees have made it about as easy as they can for you to get tickets. Office is open to the stadium. Mezzanine and Grand Central, and at every one of the Weber and Hobbs on the store. There's a high pop-up. Let's see, the catcher batty and foul ground makes the grab, and we have 2 out. Terry has not come out. Terry comes now. He's 0 for 1. And, of course, you can always write in for your ticket. Sure aren't going well with the Milwaukee Braves. Just happened to think when they got rained out their second game today at their 12th postponement. That and the fact that they're not winning, that do make it nice. Fastball is over to Terry. Strike 1. No balls, 1 strike. Ball right in there. Strike 2. Ramos isn't going to waste any time with him. 2-1 Washington. That's a curveball. Struck him out. He threw it hard. Sidearm around him. Going. This is the first strikeout for Pete. And at the end of 5 innings, the totals, Washington 2 runs, 5 hits, no errors. New York, 1 run, 4 hits to no errors. Washington, 2-1. Now, we promise you the results of the other game. Well, the amazing Orioles continue rushing, and they beat the Red Sox 7-5, the first of the doubleheader. At the end of 4 innings of the second, the Red Sox are winning 3-1. Cleveland knocked off Chicago 4-1 in the first game. Perry, the winning pitcher, with a relief in the ninth inning by Stigman. And they beat Wynn and got him out in the face of a 4-run six. Lapman goes against Shaw in the second game. One thing the Cleveland club has got to do this year is win some games in Chicago, which they did today.
The White Sox, with their ability to beat Cleveland last year, had much to do with their winning the pennant. Detroit got out in front of Kansas City 6-0, and the Athletics have now tied it up at the end of six.
6-6,
first game. In the National League, Philadelphia tied the ball game in the eighth, and Cincinnati won it in the 10th, 5-4. That's the first one. And Philadelphia is leading in the second game, 6-0 in the last of the sixth inning. They knocked Newcomb out in the face of a five-run fifth inning. The first game of the doubleheader and the only one played because of rain. Pittsburgh moved into first place. At least for the moment, they broke the tie with the Giants by beating Milwaukee 8-3. The Giants are playing two out on the coast, and their first game is tied at 1-1 going into the last of the sixth inning with a cut. St. Louis plays a night game at Los Angeles this evening. Well, things carry on to the sixth inning here at the stadium. And Earl Batty, the catcher, is first up for Washington.
Right-hand hitter.
Outfield step toward left. Terry's fastball is high.
Ball one.
In the second game, it is Terry pitching, Barrett catching. The infield remains the same. Scowling, Richardson, Kubek, and McDougal. Lopez is in left. Mantle in center, Maris in right. A curve is swung on and hit down the left field corner. Close to the line, and it is a foul ball. That Dykes out of Kansas City is lighting his cigars without matches. Had a 6-0 lead to get away from it. You know, that upsets managers. Curveball swung on, lined into left field. Clean base hit. Lopez the three, throws it in. Clean single to left. Hit number six for the Senators. Keep threatening away. Now we have the shortstop Consolo, who had to take over late in the first game when Valdivieso was hit on the hand. Pitch inside, ball one. We just received the information that, I know you'll be interested in, about who won the race out at Indianapolis. Jim Rathman won it and set a new record. An average of 138.767 miles per hour. Consolo swings and misses. 1-1. Roger Ward, who won it last year, was second. You know, when you figure out an oval track, average for 500 miles.
One man, one afternoon.
139 miles an hour.
That's faster than walking.
Consolo takes that, goes the runner. There's the throw, and Batty is out. Richardson taking Barrett's throw. And I would have to hazard the opinion that a sign was missed someplace because Batty does not have the running speed that you'd send him down on just as a pure steal.
Now, whether he got the sign confused or Consolo missed the sign at the plate, but I would think somebody did. And as a result, we now have one man out. Somebody on. A count of two balls and one strike. Now, Terry, working on Consolo, delivers and has a foul back. Came right on in the television sector and right on out again. Terry is faster than he appears because when you see these foul balls come back up here jumping like that, you know it. All right, 2-2. Ralph pitches a curve high inside. 3-2. One out, nobody on. Washington leading 2-1. Terry pumping. With a was high inside, ball four. Controller walked. This is the fifth walk given up by Ralph. And here is Pete Ramos, the switch hitter. I don't know which way he's going to bat. First time he batted left, next time right. I'll tell you in a minute. I can tell you now he's going to hit right-handed. Actually, I do not say that Mr. Ramos is what you would call a true switch hitter. He's basically a right-hand batter, and he gets up there left-handed once in a while. Tossed the bunt that way with his running speed, beat out a base hit. Bunt, this one, trying to sacrifice and fouls it outside first base. Strike one. Strike. Throw to first, nothing doing. The runner was already on the bag. He bunts and fouls it up in the air. Burrows after it. He's under it. He has it. A foul pop bunt. Now we have two outs. Getting just a little sprinkled. Been pretty fortunate. The forecast for a couple of days had been occasional showers. Haven't had an area sign of one until right now. Two down, and here is right fielder Bob Allison. Boy, what a big difference he's made for Washington today. Take the fastball high inside, ball one. He caught a couple of Yankee home runs in the first game and hit a home run himself. And the difference in the second ball game was his triple out to left field and then scored on Green's infield out. There's a bulletin up on the Yankee scoreboard about Jim Rathman winning the Indianapolis 500. A new record. As a ball is hit through the middle for a base hit for Allison. Control goes right around the third. I started to say that this is quite a service to the baseball fans at the stadium, this bulletin board at the stadium. Anything big that happens is promptly set up. The official writes the bulletin. Washington has men at first and third. And I guess Mr. Lavagetto is ruining the confusion of signals that cost him an out and a runner and a run. You can't make those mistakes in a close ball game without some biting you. And here is Lenny Green, who doubled his last time up. He is one for three. His infield out in the third inning got in the second run. Curve, low inside, ball one. You know, that's almost unbelievable. Practically 139 miles an hour, 500 miles on that track at Indianapolis. That is a changeup that has popped up to first baseman Starrin and foul ground. He has it for the out. The missed sign was indeed a penalty. No runs, two hits, two left. Score into five and a half innings. Game two, Washington two, New York one. Well, we've got a real ball game going. Washington leading in this streak of 2-1. There's the top of the Yankee hitting list now. Kubek. Then Lopez and Mantle. Tony is 1-for-2 against Ramos. The right-handed pitches, and Kubek hits a slow roller that Ramos is fielding on the first baseline, throws him out by a step. Pitcher to first. Hector Lopez walking up to the plate. another straightaway on Hector. Ramos is right over for a call strike. Fastball is wide. One and one. One ball, one strike. Swung on and a hot liner into left field for a base hit. Took the wood to that one. Joe Lopez promptly puts the tying run on. One out last in the sixth inning. And there's a big uproar from the big crowd as the fellow wears the big seven steps up there. Mickey Mantle. Field deep, round toward right. Mickey hitting left-handed against his right-hander, Ramos. Swings and misses at a curveball coming into his knees. Strike one. Curve into the dirt down by Mantle's feet. Ball one. Ball's examined by plate umpire Earl Smith, and it is discarded. All right, one and one. The shower that we spoke about stopped. It's about the time that we could notice it. See, we've had a lot of real close baseball out here today, you know it. Curveball is in. Strike two. Two strikes. One out. Last of the six, and we got quite a continuous hubbub going around here in the Triple Deck Stadium. Just outside ball two. Two and two. Field low outside ball three. Then two. Washington two, New York one. Lopez at first with a single. Mantle at the plate, 3-2 count. It's an outside curve, ball four. Ramos comes storming off the mound. He does not like the call. Mantle is on at first base. Lopez, the tying run, is at second. This is the first walk for Ramos. Up now is Yogi Berra, who is 1-for-2. Into the game hitting at 317. He's the point is so better right now. Boy, the fans have really had their excitement all afternoon. All right, Mr. Bell is set. The big eight. Ramos pitches, and it's a fastball under the armpits on the outside for a called strike. Nothing in one. Swung on and missed. Throw down to first, and Mantle is back. Boy, that was close. Beck Air had just snuck in there, and Batty's throw was right on the bag. Mickey has amazingly quick reflexes, and he suddenly snapped back. And Bill Dickey, coaching over there, goes over there and says, "Hey, I got enough gray hair, Mickey, without you getting caught off." All right. Two strikes. Ramos, all business, he has to be. Pitches, and Barra fouls it back. throws another one for the press box. All right, no balls, two strikes. One out, two on. Bella swinging, fouls this one into the third deck behind home plate. Yogi is in the position right now of having to guard that dish. Anything that's close, he's got to slap at. Nothing in two counts. All right, he steps in, faces Ramos. Ramos steps on the rubber, then steps off. Now Ramos steps on, takes the sign. And the pitcher and the hitter face each other. Well, it takes the lead. Two-strike pitch again, swung on and hit out to left field. It is a base hit. And here's Lopez at the hold up at third. The ball was hit sharply, and Lopez could not immediately come off second base because he had to wait to be sure that Dobak could not come in and make the catch. So, Cavetti held him up. The bases are now loaded. And here is Roger Maris at the plate, who hit a home run in the fourth inning, who leads the Yankees in RBIs as well as leading the league in home runs. So, Bella gets an opposite field single. Gets the bases loaded. Yogi's now 2-for-3. Catch up that is out of the mound. Talking to Ramos, who's now in a jam. This is the toughest hitter that Ramos could be called on to pitch to at such a junction. Maris 1-for-2 today with the home run into the right center field bleachers back of the auxiliary scoreboard. We have one man out. The infield is in double play there. The outfield is caught right. Maris takes that very solid stand. Right-handed pitches, and Maris swings, and it's a high, high foul ball. Third baseman Killebrew is under it. He has got it. And we have two men out. He uppercutted a fastball and fouled it to the third baseman. And now it's up to the Moose. Gardner comes in from second base. The catcher goes out. Quick conference with the three, including the pitcher. And now it's every man back to his defensive post. The three Yankee runners are ready to go on anything. It is Washington 2, New York 1. And I guarantee you that Mr. Hawk in the Yankee dugout, Mr. Labajetta in the Washington dugout are all eyes. This is a showdown situation right here. Garen hits the ground ball to the pitcher. And Ramos runs to first base and tags him out himself. He caught the Moose between swings. Ramos came up with the ball on the dead run, running towards first. He is lightning fast anyhow, and he just trips over there like triple passing and stepped on first base for the unassisted put out. So, I'm not going down and ask Hawk for his autograph right now. No run. Two hits, three left. Totals at the end of six innings. Washington, 2 runs, 7 hits and no errors. New York, 1 run, 6 hits and no errors. Cleveland beat Chicago, 4-1. Terry beating Wynn. Second game, that one against Shaw, no score, end of an inning. First game, it is a 6-6 tie. Detroit at Kansas City in the last of the seventh after Detroit had gotten ahead 6-0 at the end of 3 innings. National League in 10 innings, Cincinnati 5, Philadelphia 4. And time is being called at the end of the sixth inning of the second game with Philadelphia sitting on top of a 6-0 lead. Pittsburgh beat Milwaukee 8-3 the first game. The second one was rained out. The Chicago Cubs at the end of 6.5 innings, 2. The San Francisco Giants 1. First game out there. St. Louis at Los Angeles tonight. All right, this one is 2-1 Washington as we move into the seventh inning. Senators won the first game 2-1. And here is Billy Gardner leading off the seventh. The right-hand batter, Ralph Carey, pitches, and it's a fastball high for ball one. After the line toward left, Gardner steps out. Time is held by plate umpire Smith.
pitcher, the change of pace that is too low. Ball two. The wind has picked up and is coming in from back of right field. A little chill in the air now. We had a bearish flight shower an inning ago. Bearish flight. About the time some folks decide to get up and leave. See, there's a fly ball hit right out to Lopez. He has it. Decided to say about the shower, it was so inconsequential that some of the folks who thought they'd get up and leave when it started, by the time they could straighten up, the shower had stopped. So they just got out again. One down, top of the seventh. And here is Julio Becker, who is 1-for-2, single. The change of pace went on and fouled up close to the screen and on to it. Strike one. Casey just tuned in. Jim Rackman set a new record in winning the Indianapolis 500. Almost 139 miles an hour. One down, top of the seventh. At a slow curve and rolls it up toward first base and it goes foul just before it reaches the bag. One and two. One ball, two strikes, one out. Washington won the first game 2-1 and they're leading in the second 2-1. It has been an exciting tense afternoon all the way. Yankee bullpen is now at work. Terry is scheduled to hit third in the last of the seven. Take a lot of doing for him to be eligible to bat and not be behind. Strike three. One down on a curveball. Six strikeouts for Ralph. Here is Killebrew with a single, which knocked in the first run. Took a third strike and then walked. Backs up, goes around toward left. Paid attendance today, 42,927. 42,927. Terry rocking, delivers, and Killebrew swinging, hits it up the end of the bat, back to the mound. Ralph throws to Scallon, and that's it. Nothing across. And the score end of 6.5 innings of the second game remains Washington 2 and New York 1.
Gil McDougal leading off in the bottom of the seventh inning. Washington leading 2-1.
Delivers, and it's a fastball high outside, ball one. Pete is gunning for his third straight win. Pitches, and McDougal hits a bounding ball sharply to Killebrew, who's up with it, and shoots him down at first base. One away. Lifetime against the Yankees is 6-12. Bobby Richardson, second baseman, right hand hitter, swings to the curve, bounces this one off Killebrew's chest. He's after it, the cover throws, and it's not in time. And Richardson is on. The tying runs at first base. That was a short hopper. Killebrew went down. He had the glove on the ground, but the ball just came out of him and hit him on the chest. And the third baseman draws an error, which is what you call adding insult to injury, isn't it? Going to have a pinch hitter. John Blanchett is going to bat for Terry. John Blanchett, left-hand batter. Richardson has drawn a life at first base. A little meeting out at the Washington mound. The second baseman and the catcher around the pitcher. Umpire Smith says, let me see that baseball. Finds something the matter with it, and he throws it out. He has discarded quite a few this afternoon. All right, Blanchard. Left-hand batter. Haven't seen much of him this year unless you had a seat right down looking into the bullpen. Richardson off first, Becquerel holding. Ramos delivers, and it is a called strike. Took a little off the pitch and had it above the knees on the outside. Ramos can be real rough any given day. Comes set. Pitches, and Blanchard is the ground ball to the second baseman. Gardner up with it over the shortstop. Back on to first base. Not in time at first base. Ball is not hit too sharply. So at the fourth, they keep by getting the lead runner. Washington holds the tying run back to first base. 4-6. So Blanchard to the fourth out, and now here is Kubek, who's had a single in each game. 2-1, Washington. Pinch runner for Blanchard, Joe DeMaestri. So DeMaestri is carrying the tying run down at first base. Two out. Kubek, slender left-hand batter, swings and has a high fly ball out to left field. Dobek coming over to the line, makes the catch. No run, no hit, one left with one error. Totals at the end of 7. Washington, 2 runs, 7 hits and an error. New York, 1 run, 6 hits and no errors. First game of one. Well, now we have Mr. Rizzuto moving over here to the microphone. We could ask him so many different things and get a very interesting answer no matter what we ask him. But I was going to say, Phil, and I'll check your opinion. It seems to me that Ramos seems to be very much on his game and has enough extra to bat on when he gets into jail.
That's exactly right, Red. This is the sharpest we've seen Ramos in a long time. And he's been able to get that ball over, as witness the fact he's only walked one man. That was Mickey Mantle. But right now, the Yankees have made a change, needing a new pitcher, as Terry was pinch hit for. And it's Bobby Shands making his 9th appearance of the year. Bobby has won none and lost one. 5'6", 154 pounds. He relieved against the Senators. Pitched just 1/3 of an inning. Did not allow any runs. That was a game in which James got credit for the victory. Ralph Terry pitched 7 innings, in which he gave up 7 hits. Walked 5, struck out 6, and allowed 2 runs. So Bobby Shands will be coming on, and he'll be pitching to Dan Dobek, Earl Batty, and Billy Consolo here in the top of the 8th inning. Take a look at the scoreboard in the American League. Baltimore defeated Boston in the first game 7-5. In the second game, the Red Sox lead the Orioles 6-1 at the end of 5.5 innings. Cleveland defeated the White Sox in the first game 4-1. In the second game, it's 0-0 at the end of 2. The Tigers and the A's are now tied 6-6 at the end of 7. And the A's have had six pitchers in there so far. And this is the first game of a doubleheader. In the National League, Cincinnati defeated Philadelphia in the first game 5-4. In the second game, it's the Phillies 6, Cincinnati nothing at the end of 6. Strike call, the fastball down the middle. 2-1, Washington leads the Yankees here in the top of the 8th. And that was the score of the first game, Washington 2, New York 1. The one strike pitch is top foul back in the upper deck out of play. Strike 2. Quite a few of the fans have gone home. We had a little bit of rain for about 3 or 4 minutes a couple innings ago. The lights have been on here at Yankee Stadium. The two-strike pitch, just outside ball one. One ball, two strikes. Slow curve swung at and missed. Strike 3. Lemon way out in front. Bobby Shan strikes out the first man that he faces. And here's Earl Batty, who popped a third, fly to left and single to left. He was thrown out attempting to steal in the sixth inning. On deck, Billy Consolo. One out, nobody on here in the top of the eighth. 2-1, Washington lead. Best ball inside, ball one. A wind up by the little left-hander. Slow curve is over for a called strike. One and one to count. Starting to get a little chilly here at Yankee Stadium. And very cloudy. The 1-1 pitch is swung at and missed. Strike 2. One ball, two strikes, one out. Fastball popped in the air to the right side. Bobby Richardson moving back on the outfield grass. Under it and makes the catch in fair territory for out number two. Two up, two down, and here's Billy Consolo, who struck out, fouled out to the catcher, and walked. Pitch to Consolo is hit right back to the box, backhanded by Shan, slips to Scarron for the out. Boy, does that Shan make it look easy fielding out on that mound. So Bobby sets him down 1-2-3 in the top of the eighth inning, nothing across. The score at the end of 7.5 innings, Washington 2 and the Yankees 1.
This is WOKO.
You know, when your operator isn't feeding the proper mixture of air and gasoline to the engine, three things happen: loss of power, rough idling, and actual gasoline waste. The most common cause of poor carburetor performance is the dirt that fills up around the throttle plate. But there's an easy way to get rid of these troublesome deposits for good. Just use new Atlantic Imperial, the gasoline especially designed to clean your carburetor as you drive. Yes, with Atlantic Imperial gasoline, you can be sure of getting your full share of power and mileage, because it's the gasoline that cleans your carburetor and keeps it clean.
Has moved out to left field for the Washington Senators as we get ready to go in the bottom of the eighth. Leading off is Hector Lopez, who fly to center, bounced to second and singles. Pedro Ramos. Ramos out on the mound. Ramos looks at Killebrew, wants him in a little bit. Here's the windup by the right-hander. The pitch is a curve way low outside, ball one. The 1-0 pitch is swung at and missed, strike one, a high fastball. On deck, Mickey Mantle. Lopez asks for time at the plate. Talking with plate umpire Al Smith. Now he steps back in, ready to go. Ramos swings into the windup. Fastball a little high, ball two, two and one. One pitch is swung at and missed, strike two. Lopez had a good cut at that one. Two and two the count. Two and two the count. Nobody out, nobody on. The pitch, a high foul outside of third. That's going to drift back near the stands. And Consolo reaches in, but I don't believe he got it. No. Billy Consolo, the shortstop, reached in the stands as far as he could. We lost sight of him for a moment, but third base umpire Johnny Rice signaled no catch. Two balls, two strikes. Call just as Ramos starts his windup. Lopez ready again. The 2-2 pitch just outside as Earl Batty started to fire that ball down to third base. And Ramos walks in from the mound. A close pitch, but a little bit outside. Full count on Lopez. Payoff pitch, a ground ball hit to third, Killebrew to Becker, one away. And here comes Mickey Mantle. Mickey fly to right, bounce to second and walk. On deck, Yogi Berra. 2-1 Washington leads here in the bottom of the eighth inning. And Mickey wants the umpire to take a look at the ball. He does, and he's going to throw it out of play. First pitch to Mickey is low for a ball. Bob Allison playing out on the cinder track. In deep right field, just in front of the 344-foot sign. Curve outside, ball two, 2-0. Ramos has walked just one man, and that was Mantle back in the sixth inning. Trying to pitch both Mantle and Berra outside. He pitched Yogi outside, but Yogi slapped two hits to left field. There's one way high outside, ball three, 3-0. The 3-0 pitch. Inside, ball four. Mantle walks for the second time. And that brings up Yogi Berra, who is 2-for-3. Singled in the first inning and in the sixth inning, and in the fourth inning, he bounced out to first base. Beck there holding first against Mantle. Starting to rain again. As we told you, the clouds have become darker and bigger overhead. And with the rain, the fans are starting to move back out of the lower box seats. Ramos stretches. The pitch to Yogi is a strike on the outside corner. Washington 2, Yankees 1, bottom of the eighth. Stretch. The pitch is outside this time. Ball one, 1-1. Wisenhan doing knee bends out in left field, trying to loosen up a little. Ramos sets. Hits the Yogi low outside, ball two, 2-1. Boy, he's really keeping that ball away from these left-hand hitters. On deck is Roger Maris. One strike on Yogi. Pitch is a strike call, and Yogi's mad. He's arguing with plate umpire Al Smith. Yogi did not like that call. Boy, he's telling that ball is outside, putting the glasses on Yogi, and he is not happy. Pounds the bat on the plate. 2-2 the count. Oh, I've never seen Yogi look that mad. Mantle at first, 2-2 count on Yogi, one out. The stretch, the pitch is hit in the air to short right field. Allison digging in, still coming, and they can't get it. Billy Gardner was the closest one to it, but it kicked foul. Allison, who was playing deep, was playing deep on Mantle, is playing deep on Barron, will play deep on Maris, couldn't get in on that high twisting fly ball down the right field line. 2-2 on Yogi. Two balls, two strikes, one out. A stretch by Ramos. Mantle leading off first. The pitch to Yogi. Outside, ball three. Full count. 3 balls, 2 strikes, and 1 out. And the Yankees trailing by 1 run, 2-1. Here's a stretch. Throw to first base, and Mantle has to dive back head first to beat Becker's tag. Ramos figures that Mantle will be going with a 3-2 count, one out. Mickey is yet to be thrown out this year, attempting to steal. Here's a stretch. There goes Mickey. The ball is pop foul out of play. Stretch. There goes Mantle again. The ball is lined foul down in the right field corner. Yogi got around on an inside fastball and pulled it about 10 feet foul. Would have been far enough for a homer. Mantle was halfway around a third. He's walking across the diamond now back to first base. Here's the stretch. There goes Mickey. The ball is hit deep to right field. Way back there. And that ball is a home run for Yogi Berra. Gets his fifth home run of the year and puts the Yankees out in front 3-2. It's his first home run against the Washington Senators this year on a 3-2 count. Yogi hung in there. And he got a little mad at one of the calls by plate umpire Al Smith, and maybe that helped him. But he really put the wood to that one. Here's Roger Maris. A line drive to right field, and it gets by Allison. There goes Maris around first, going for second. And he's in with a double as Allison tried a diving catch of a low-line drive. A double for Maris. And as Allison fired the ball in, it hit Maris in the stomach on one hop, but Rogers all right. Maris has a home run and a double now in the ball game. Yogi is 3-for-4, two singles and a homer. They have five of the Yankees' total of eight hits. And here's Bill Scarron, who's 0-for-3. The Yankees lead 3-2 in the bottom of the eighth inning. Ground ball hits a third. Killebrew up with it, holds Maris at second. Throw to first in time to get Scarron. So with two out, here's Gil McDougal. Gil's single, bounced to short and bounced to third. 1-for-3. Two men are out. Maris down at second base. Curve is outside, ball one. The stretch and the pitch is popped in the air to short right field. Allison coming in and making the catch. So for the Yankees in the bottom of the eighth. Two big runs on two hits. No Washington errors. One man left to score at the end of eight full innings. The Yankees 3 and the Senators 2. And the National League, Cincinnati defeated Philadelphia 5-4. Brosnan the winner, Conley the loser. In the second game, it's the Philly 6, Cincinnati nothing at the end of 6. Nuxall against Buzhardt. Del Greco and Anderson homered for the Phillies. Pittsburgh defeated Milwaukee 8-3. Haddix the winner, Spahn the loser. The second game was postponed because of rain. It's the 12th time Milwaukee has had a postponement. Chicago leads San Francisco 2-1 at the end of 8. Elston against Lowe's. And St. Louis at Los Angeles is the night game. And right now, before we start the top of the ninth, let's pause for station identification.
Quality Modern WOKO 1460 on your radio dial in Albany, New York.
Top of the ninth inning, Elmer Avallo will be pinch hitting for Pedro Ramos. With the Yankees leading 3-2. And Bobby Shands out on the mound. The first pitch to Avallo is a curve over strike call. Is 2-for-9 on the year, batting .222, has 3 runs batted in, putting a left-hand hitter against a left-hand pitcher. Curve a little bit high this time, ball one, 1-1. One pitch is a curve low, ball two, 2-1. 3 curves that Shands has thrown to Avallo. These two fellas were teammates on the old Philadelphia Athletics. Avallo and Shands. The 2-1 pitch is high inside, ball three, 3-1. On deck is Bob Allison. Stepped out of the batter's box. Now he's back in again, ready to go. 3-1 the count. Avallo pinch hitting for Ramos. 3-1 pitch is fouled back out of play. Back in the upper deck. In Kansas City going into extra innings. It's 6-6 at the end of 9. And that's the first game for doubleheader. Remember, they're 2 hours behind our time. Curve inside, ball four. He lost him. Bobby Shands tried to curve Elmer Avallo on a 3-2 pitch and walked him. And a runner, Jose Valdivielso, is running for Elmer Avallo. Bring up Bob Allison. Allison bounced to short, triple to left field and scored. Fly to center and then single to center. Allison is looking down at third base coach Ellis Clary as Reno Batoya comes out on deck, swinging a couple of bats, and he'll probably bat for Lenny Green, who is due to bat next. But we'll wait and see. Allison, the right fielder for the Senators, digging in. Scarron holds first against Valdivielso. Here's a stretch. Fastball high outside, got away from Yogi for a minute, but then dropped at his feet. Ball one. Looked like Yogi put that glove in front of his eyes and lost sight of it for a second. The ball hit the top of the glove and kicked away. That'll happen once in a while, even out in the infield or outfield. One ball, no strike. The stretch. Curve is fouled back out of play. And Yogi couldn't get to it. It dropped on the playing field but was not hit high enough. 1-1 on Bob Allison. Has won the first game 2-1. The Yankees lead in this one 3-2 here in the top of the ninth. Here's the stretch by Shands. Fastball high outside, ball two, 2-1. Stretch by Bobby. Curve popped in the air to the infield. Kubek moving back on the edge of the outfield grass is under it and makes the catch for the first out. And that's a big out for Bobby, getting Allison out of there. Gary Geiger has just homered for the Red Sox in the eighth with two on, and they lead Baltimore 12-1 after 7.5 innings. Greeno Batoya just being announced for Lenny Green. Also at first base. Here's a stretch by Shan. Fastball down the middle. Strike call. Batoya is batting 263. Has six runs batted in. No extra base hits. Fastball swung at and missed. Strike two. Nothing in two to count. Man out. Yankees lead 3-2 in the top of the ninth. Val DeVioso leading off first base. Chan sets. Strike three. Swung at a high fastball and didn't get it. Bobby Chan gets his second strikeout. And here is Billy Gardner, who has singled, walked twice, and fly to left field. Was Bobby Shan's 16th strikeout of the season, and this is his 15th inning of pitching. The fastball is low, ball one. Two men are out, a runner at first here in the top of the ninth, and the Yankees leading 3-2. The stretch, curve is pop foul out of play. 1-1 the count. Count. Here's a stretch by the little left-hander. Change up hit. A base hit to center field. Valdivielso holds his second base. Kubek almost got through that ball as Gardner hit a changeup right off the end of the bat. First hit off Bobby Shands, the eighth hit for the Senators. And Julio Becker is the batter. He walked, single, fly to right, and struck out. And Becker is a left-hand hitter. Stretch by Shan. Curve low outside, ball one. Two out, two on. Here's the stretch. Curve swung at it, missed, strike one, and boy, what a big curve that was. He missed that by about 2 feet. Shan's is rough on left-handers. He's bad enough on right-handers. On deck is Armin Killebrew. One and one on Becker. Here's the stretch. High inside, and Becker sat down. Delayed action. After the ball was by him, he suddenly sat down on the ground. He was leaning in for the curveball, and Chance came in with a high, tight fastball. That's enough to scare anybody. All right, two balls, one strike. Two out. Valdivielso leads off second. Gardner off first. 3-2. The Yankees lead in the top of the ninth. The stretch. Curve is popped to left center field. Mantle digging to his right. And makes the catch, and the ball game is over. Oh, that back there almost did it again, but the Yankees split a doubleheader. And for the Senators in the top of the ninth, no runs, one hit. No Yankee errors. And two men left on base. And so it's an even split. Washington wins the first game 2-1. The Yankees win the second game 3-2. While Pete's getting the totals ready,
We'll remind you that this one was brought to you by the Atlantic Refining Company and your neighborhood Atlantic dealer, the folks who keep your car on the go. Remember, Atlantic Imperial Gasoline. Now, Phil, let's have those totals, huh?
To feel the way they have today, they had the Yankee dugout completely surrounded. Some of the ball players had trouble getting in there. Somebody took Mantle's hat. The ushers and the police never had a chance to hold them back. Here are the totals for the second game. The Yankees, 3 runs, 8 hits, no errors, 7 men left. For the Senators, 2 runs, 8 hits, 1 error, and 11 men left. The winning pitcher, Bobby Chans, getting his first win of the year against 1 defeat. And the losing pitcher, Pedro Ramos, who has now 1-2 and lost 6.
Well, that winds up another Yankee baseball game, but tune in again tomorrow night when the Yankees meet Baltimore at Baltimore, and we'll be on the air at 7:55. Now, this is Bob Delaney saying so long for P. Ballantyne & Sons, brewers of the crisp refresher, Ballantyne Beer, the largest selling beer in the East.